WJTL bringing you We the Kingdom, Holy Water, Bethel Music. Before that, Have It All. Good morning to you. It's 7:04. Fred Nanny with you.
Hey, good morning, and a happy Winning Wednesday going out to you. We're giving today for Winning Wednesday private group passes for up to 10 people to Refreshing Mountain's new escape room. You can tune in to win and find out more at refreshingmountain.com. Also, we're going to have chances during the morning show hours, so just keep listening.
This morning, our very special guest is Ease the Burden. Mindy, Sean, and Jack are here. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Fred and Annie.
So it's kind of weird. Mindy is here.
As a guest.
Mindy, how's it feel to sit in that seat?
These seats are comfy, but the view is so different from what I'm used to, the view.
So, Mindy, how do you know these guys, Sean and Jack?
So I'm with Sean High and Jack Herr, and believe it or not, they go back, they were in our wedding, which was a couple years ago.
So you've known each other since high school.
Yes, they went to LMH with my husband, Carrie, and they're still in our lives, good friends.
So that's how you got involved with this new ministry.
Exactly.
So anybody you want to say hi to, don't forget to do that.
Yes, I want to say hi to Tabor. They are one of our new fresh partners, and Aaron and David over at Blessings of Hope. They're our buddies, too.
Very cool. Sean High is with us this morning. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
Excellent. Awesome.
Good. Anybody you want to say hi to?
I do. You know, you got to do the shout-out to your mom and dad, so I'll do that.
Oh, yes.
But also, my nephew, Nolan, he had a tennis injury. He's playing for the CV tennis team.
Aww.
So he is not in school this morning, and he should be in the car driving to his therapy. So, hey, Nolan.
Aww. Yay. Hey, Nolan.
Very great. Great to have you here. Jack's with us as well. Jack Herr. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Anybody you want to say hi to?
I'd like to say hello to my parents as well. Our pastors at Stumptown Mennonite Church, Keith Nice and Mark Menser.
Yeah. Hey, Stumptown. So tell us about Ease the Burden.
Ease the Burden began a number of months ago because we're actually quite new, mm-hmm. but it mainly grew out of an experience that we had at the Stumptown congregation where there was a family, young family, husband and wife, and also two teenage boys, mm-hmm. and the husband contracted leukemia. And it was very aggressive, and it went rather quickly, and sadly he passed away. However, afterwards there's that emotional toll that takes place.
Yeah.
But what we also didn't realize was how significant the financial toll was for the family.
Yeah.
And in finding out some of those details there, the pastors approached both the medical folks as well as the funeral directors to help reduce that expense that they had as a family, and the congregation rallied around them and relieved that debt, because that was a debt that they were not going to, that was a decades long debt. It was huge.
Right.
So and we were discussing with
Sean, Jack, and that got us thinking. So Jack and I, we both go to Stumptown Mennonite Church, and When the church stepped up and did this for this family, we thought, couldn't we do this for more people? Mm-hmm. I mean, that was the idea. So as we kind of put our heads together, we thought, in a way, could we coordinate where we are able to partner with these small churches that might not have the funds to do that? They might have a family similar to the family that we had at Stumptown, but they lack the resources.
Right.
So we thought, could we have this fund that's set aside for these small churches where we partner with them, and then they can come to us and we can fill that need and kind of fill that gap that's not being met right now.
And we thought of like a storehouse, a warehouse where Joseph in the Bible was put in charge till the famine. And we thought, okay, David and Aaron at Blessings of Hope have this storehouse of food. Why can we not have a storehouse of funds to go through existing nonprofits, churches, other charities, go through them to fill these needs for this? We call it health, housing, and other hardships. Health, you have an unexpected medical bill. Housing, something happens, your furnace blows. Other hardships. Hardships look like different things to different people.
Sure.
So why not be a storehouse of funds to go through, like a Tabor, a Stumptown, a Blessings of Hope, and get these funds to people in need?
Very cool. And you guys are working out of Stumptown Church
as
far as your offices.
We're at Stumptown right now.
If people want more information, do you have a website
yet? We sure do. ETBLancaster.org. ETBLancaster.org.
Ease the Burden. ETBLancaster.org. Check it out. We'll talk more with Mindy, Sean, and Jack on the way. Music from Switch.